Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This is NBA Today, hosted by Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
What a night in the association. The Cavs destroy the Bucks. Devin Booker goes off, and Ja Morant does it again. Plus, the latest on James Harden and Brooklyn. Woj will join us live for that. And if you love Anthony Edwards, then you may just love this show, because the Ant-Man joins us in just a little bit. NBA Today starts right now. Welcome to NBA Today. I'm Malika Andrews, joined by my girl, two-time WNBA All-Star Tanae Agumake, and producer perk, Mr. Carry On himself, Kendrick Perkins, and then the gatekeeper of the upper room, Carter.
He's over here.
Sorry to be joining us. Hey, there he is. Hey. With the fly in the suit. I like that.
The Deacon Carter.
Oh, Deacon Carter. All right, so there were 10 games across the association last night, so I want to start by going coast to coast, and we need to start with the Phoenix Suns. Because they keep rolling, and they won their eighth in a row by beating the Utah Jazz. So Devin Booker had his 16th career 40-point game, the most in franchise history. Perk, how is Booker taking it to the next level this year?
Well, I mean, you know, he's doing it, and he's picking his spots. The great thing about Devin Booker is that he don't force the issue. He played team ball. Look, he had, 26 at half, so he was trying to force it. But the thing I love about Devin Booker is his passion, that Mamba mentality. You don't care who's in front.
43, not 45 points per time. I want it. I want it. Well, and the Mavs, they also keep winning. They beat Portland and are now 11-3 in January. That's the second best record in the NBA behind the Suns. Luka Doncic finished with another triple-double. So, Chinee, do you believe in this Mavs squad yet?
Your girl's from Texas, so of course I believe in the Mavs. But more importantly, they did not have an easy start to the season, but they are picking steam at the right time. So look to them to be one of those playoff teams.
Well, speaking of steam, the Grizzlies beat the Spurs for the fourth straight time. Ja Morant showed out. 41-point performance. Perk, the floor is yours.
I want to come up here. I want to stand on top of the table. I want to talk about but I'm not. Look, I'm just taking y'all to the dark side right now. G12 is on a mission. And look, he had a point to prove.
And he proved it. You know who else proved their point? The Hornets, because they scored a franchise record 158 points against the Pacers. LaMelo Ball had a triple-double, and Kelly Oubre scored 39 points off of the bench, becoming the fourth player with 10 three-pointers off the bench in NBA history. So, Chinee, is Oubre making a case for Sixth Man of the Year?
To be in the conversation, we all are in hero world as well. I would like to mention Kevin Love, too, but I love Wade Poppy. He's one of the fan favorites of the NBA, so when he's getting buckets, we pay attention. Shout out to Kelly.
Well, and then the Cavs, they beat the defending champion Bucks, forcing Giannis to 7 turnovers, and Cleveland is now 30-19 and the third in the East. Time for my favorite new segment, Producer Perk. So when Perk tweets at me what should be in the show, and that's what happened last night, that was about the Cavs. So, Producer Perk, what do you want to talk about? What was your tweet?
I'm about to tell you what my tweet was. My tweet was, the Cavs got the it factor. It's must we talk about Cleveland tomorrow, NBA Today. Ain't that right? At Malika Andrews.
Yeah, did you move? I know.
Carry the hell on.
Yeah.
And that's right. I'm producer. I want you all to hear what Giannis had to say about the Cavs last night, too, while he was eating them good chicken wings they be having in Cleveland.
What you guys got? So the first time you saw them in early December, Chris at your post game was like, that's a much better team, and Cleveland's got something going. So what? Obviously they played well tonight. What did you see from them? Maybe come in the cutoffs, and then what did you see tonight?
We shot them. Played bad. They made shots. They played good. They played better than us.
I mean, what do you think of those? The wings plus the sentiment, Big Perk.
Yeah, I mean, look. When you look at this Cavs team, I'm watching them. They have these twin towers, okay, and Allen and Mobley. And the way that they're protecting the basket is something beautiful to watch. They might be the best defensive tandem for us bigs in the NBA. Mobley, he's winning Rookie of the Year. But then you have the setup guy in Garland. Look, Garland is a phenomenal talent. Something about Garland says superstar written all over it, okay? He's going to be a first-time All-Star. Then you have a bench, and they have wings, okay? They have wings, athletic wings. When you talk about that they drafted, Fawz Okoro, Ceddy Osman, those guys to that nature. But then they have a Coach of the Year candidate. But when I look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, hear me out, in the Eastern Conference, their ceiling is the conference finals. No team in the East wants to see them in the first or the second round. I'm saying it here right now.
Okay, so that's in the playoffs, but the Cavs, they've won three straight now. They sit at third in the East. So back it up for just a second, Vince Carter, before we get to that going to the Eastern Finals. I'll just bring it back one sec. What do you attribute their successes to this season, Vince?
Everybody has bought into Coach J.B. Bickerstaff first and foremost. They bought into what he's preaching, what he's brought to the table. Hey, if he said, everybody's going to eat, everybody's going to have success if we play together and buy in. And, oh, by the way, I agree with you. Evan Mobley is playing at Rookie of the Year level. Yeah, I think he can win it. Garland will definitely make an All-Star, or should. And the Twin Towers, like you said, I mean, I feel like Herc and I sat and we wrote this together because he's the same sentiments. And you got to show some love to the old fella, Kevin Love, because from the beginning of the year, we were like, maybe he's done. And, you know, they're trying to move him to being a role player. But now we're looking at Kevin Love and saying, wait a minute, new life here. And he's coming off the bench, balling for these guys. Kevin Love is just playing outstanding basketball. And every time you look at the standings, you see the Cavs have won. And then you look at that number, that stat line, and see Kevin Love is just getting it done because he's a champion. He knows what it takes. He knows how to win. And they trust him coming off with the second unit being the go-to guy.
And Kevin Love has gone through it, you know, publicly with his basketball career, and he's been a huge advocate as well for mental health. And this reminds me of something that you've said, Perk, time and time again, because that's the essence of Perk when it comes to hooping. Be a star in your role. And they have so many players that are stars in their roles, taking whatever their ego is and throwing it out the door, including Kevin Love, and realizing this is the best position not only for me, but also for my entire team. So whether it is Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Kevin Love, they've all put the ego, you know what they say as coaches, you know, check the ego at the door, and guess what? On the other side of fear of that, is freedom, and they are balling now. Perk.
I don't know about that Eastern Conference. I was gonna say, what do you think their ceiling is in the East? Because it's one thing to be at third at this point in the regular season. We heard what Big Perk had to say.
Yeah, so. I like to walk before I run, but my man is a sprinter.
Oh yeah, he's going.
But I would like to say that based on everything we have seen so far, they consistently have been at the top of the East this season. So they're in the playoffs. They went around. I think that they can surprise some people. Maybe not so much as the Hawks last year in the East, but maybe build that requisite experience. Where I love the quote, I can't remember which player said it, but they're like, you know what, we're trying to create our own identity in Cleveland separate from LeBron.
Well,
and that's exactly what you're saying.
Right, I do want to stick with the Cavaliers here, but I want to bring in senior writer Brian Windhorst to talk about them a little bit more. Wendy, the trade deadline, it's February 10th, so what's Cleveland's plan as the deadline approaches?
I can't believe Perk passed on saying that Kevin Love gave Giannis a 25-piece wing dinger.
You'll never give me like that again. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. So the Cavs are one of the most active teams, Malika, because you have to realize they're down three starter quality players in Colin Sexton, Ricky Rubio, both likely done for the year, and Lauri Markkanen, who they haven't given an injury update, but he had a terrible ankle sprain. He's going to be out an extended period. They have five pieces that they could use in a trade. One of them they were given today. Today they were granted a $9 million disabled player exception by the league for the Ricky Rubio season-ending ACL. They can use that to trade for a player with 1 year left on his contract. We executives believe a main target for that would be Dennis Schroeder, who fits into that trade exception. Such a trade
would potentially take the Celtics below the luxury tax, and he could help them on the perimeter. But from what I believe and what I hear, I think the Cavs are going to look for multiple deals at the deadline, including targeting Eric Gordon. They say they already had some discussions with the Rockets. The Rockets have told the league that they want a first-round pick for Eric Gordon. The Cavs have Ricky Rubio, who they could trade for him. And they also have three picks in this draft, two high second-round picks and potentially a late first-round pick, depending on their record. I could see them haggling it out with the Rockets towards the deadline. I wouldn't be surprised if they were able to add two players between now and February 10th.
Thank you so much, Brian. Please come back a little bit later to talk about Ben Simmons. But as you were speaking, Kendrick Perkins was looking incredulous. I usually call you Producer Perk. Now I'm going to call you General Manager Perk. What do you think of what Wendy just reported?
It's hard for me to go against my guy, Wendy. But look, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You drafted, yes! You drafted well. You got your young core. You got the best young big three in the NBA. Kobe Altman has done an exceptional job. The scouting department, my guy Weems over there, they're handling their business over there. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Look, you just added a veteran leader in Rajon Rondo, who's going to come in and teach all those guys the ins and outs of how to be a professional on and off the court, the win and raise, the high IQ. I don't know why Cleveland would make moves. Like, I'm loving that. Even the names that don't stick out as much as the young big three like Wade and Okoro. Like, all those guys, man. No, you keep staying pat. Come on, Kobe.
Okay, well, I saw Vince Carter was nodding for your entire sermon, so I'm just going to say the Cavs, they have a couple of days off before they play in Detroit on Sunday. It's going to be okay. It is going to be okay, you two. I promise. And we still have more NBA Today coming up right after this.
She's going to get some.
Sorry.
I'm on the
fence. No. Ant-Man, Black Jesus. He's got a lot of nicknames. He's going to join us. And Woj joins the show next with the latest on James Harden and what may happen with the Nets as it pertains to his future. And might I interest you a little bit to the upper
room?
Oh, yeah. He's going to take us there with the best ups of the week.
NBA Today is brought to you by the Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild. The Pack is back in an all-new movie event, streaming this Friday only on Disney Plus.
It's time for your daily Nets update. So Brooklyn lost their third straight game last night, and this time it was to Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. So Jokic became the third player in NBA history with six straight 25-point, 8-rebound, and 8-assist games. And the reigning MVP joins Hall of Famers Michael Jordan and Oscar Robertson on that list. So the Nets, they were without James Harden, who sat out last night with a left hamstring tightness. And Steve Nash said after the game that Harden is day-to-day and that he's hopeful that he's going to play on Saturday against the Warriors in San Francisco. But that wasn't the biggest news surrounding Harden yesterday. So for more on that, I want to bring in our senior NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski, because he reported yesterday that Brooklyn would not be fielding calls on Harden at the deadline. But Woj, what's Harden's stance on his future in Brooklyn?
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hey, Malika, that's a lot of the reason why Brooklyn is not going to engage teams who would call on James Harden between now and the deadline, including Philadelphia, if they called and made an offer. Because James Harden has told Nets ownership management repeatedly that he's committed to being there, that he wants to be there. You know, certainly free agency looms this summer. If James Harden decides to do that, he's got a decision to make on the option year. He can opt in and do an extension. He can opt out, become a free agent. But I think what James Harden has told management, and then what the big three in Brooklyn continues. What they say publicly is what they say privately, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Harden, that when the three of them are together, they believe this is an unstoppable team, and they're going to have a chance this season when Kevin Durant returns, likely next month, you know, to be able to get those guys on the court together and try to win a championship.
Okay, so standing pat for right now, that's what Harden and the Brooklyn Nets seem to be doing as we approach that trade deadline. We've talked about James Harden on this show a whole lot, and as I mentioned yesterday, depending on what he decides to do in this offseason, he could become the NBA's first $60 million man. And for more on that, I'm now joined by our front office insider, Bobby Marks. So Bobby, you sent me a long email this morning, and basically it outlined some options for Harden. What are those options for Harden and the Nets here?
Yeah, Malika, we're not going to go through all five and six options, so we're going to simplify it here. I think the first option is that he opts into his contract. It's $47 million, and he signs that $223 million extension with Brooklyn. It would give him a total of $270 million. The second option is, what happens if Brooklyn loses in the second round and James Harden wants nothing to do with the Nets? Well, the landscape this offseason of teams with cap space is not there. There's only really three realistic teams: Detroit, Orlando, San Antonio. So what happens if he wants to go to a team like Philadelphia? He could do what Chris Paul did in 2017, opt into his contract and then work with Brooklyn as far as a trade. Now, here's the thing, Malika. Brooklyn holds a ton of leverage, even if Harden does want to get traded. So it's not like they are going to be left with nothing. Certainly a nice package would come in return. So those are the two different options I think you're looking at with James Harden.
Okay, thank you so much, Bobby. I appreciate you and your 5 a.m. emails. We have a whole lot to unpack here, though, so I'm going to rejoin Perk, Chinay, and Vince Carter. But since you two had so much time yesterday to tell me about your thoughts on James Harden, I am going to start with Vince here in our little discussion. What do you think is the best option for James Harden moving forward here, Vince?
I think the best option is patience. He has said he's going to see this season through and then go into the free agent. He wants to test free agency. That's fine. Test free agency because he wants to see what happens this season. And on the other side, if you're the Brooklyn Nets, what's wrong with taking calls? Because if James Harden chooses to go elsewhere, he's out there in free agency seeing what's out there. Well, you should too, because if he leaves, you're left with nothing. So just make sure you know what's going on, or just at least have an idea what the market looks like for James Harden. Yes, he's a dynamic player, so you want to make sure you get something in return. There's going to be a nice packages out there, but they want to make sure they get the right pieces to add to this Brooklyn team if they lose James Harden. As far as right now, you just want to keep this ship sailing towards the Eastern Conference Finals, because they're very capable of doing so. You just got to keep Durant healthy. You got to keep Harden healthy. And of course, you got to keep Kyrie healthy, because right now, you know, limited games for Kyrie, but you cannot get him injured when the few games that he's playing. So I understand where James Harden is right now. So frustration is setting in. You can see it, but he just has to just weather the storm.
Vince, it was harmonious in the first block of the show when we were chatting. You and Perk looked like you were getting along, and now Perk looks like he couldn't disagree with you more.
No, I actually do agree with Vince. I'm tired. I'm tired of talking about this, because, look, if it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, then damn it, it is a duck. I don't know. Like, do I have to rehearse this again from yesterday? He was supposed to sign a contract extension. It was supposed to go in order. It didn't happen. Okay, now he wants to test free agents. I've never been to free agent market. Okay, but now he's frustrated. Like, here's the thing, right? A pair of lips could say anything. And it's James' job to go up there and say, yeah, I have an agent. You could talk to him. If you ain't here, come from me, then okay, cool. Well, we didn't heard that story before from James, okay? Here's the thing that I'm going to tell James Harden again, right? Make sure that you weigh your options. You see how things are going right now with the Nets. Make sure when free agency come, you keep in mind everything that transpired this season, and when you got there, dealing with Kyrie, the whole situation, and then evaluated. But I'm not buying that James is just into Brooklyn and all that nonsense. I'm not going for that.
Okay, Chiney, I want to go back to you on Woj's report that they will not be taking calls on Harden at the trade deadline. Is that the correct strategy here?
Absolutely. Right now, that's the correct strategy, just because they're in the middle of a season where this is go time. I know we're approaching All-Star break where, Perk, you know, sometimes you take your foot off the grass for a moment to make sure you're healthy for the final stretch. But James Harden is their best option at having someone top tier on the floor right now play some games. And so, of course, you want to make him feel good. You want to make sure that, all right, hey, we're not taking calls because we need you right now. And I have the numbers, and if you give me a second to find them,
no.
Kyrie has played 54
he said
games.
No.
KD has played 62. James Harden has played 78. Right now, if you're the front office, you need that man out there come hell or high water. And so, yes, I understand that. Yeah, you would want to be able to have calls and plan for the future. But if you're sending a message to a team where James Harden, even in response to that report, said, hey, guys, I'm trying to win these games, and the situation in which he's trying to win these games are out of his control, like, that is a frustrating point where people are speaking on things where this report is saying, hey, let's get back to business. This man, we need him right now.
Vince, do you want to get Shanae first, or do you want me to get her?
Go, come, get me first.
I get you, okay. Think about this. Think about what the Nets gave up to get James Harden. Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, and multiple picks, right? Okay, so when we're talking about the
not
now.
Not to mention Torian Prince,
all that. Well, why wouldn't you entertain a trade? If James Harden is telling you he's frustrated, he didn't sign the extension, I'm entertaining some trade options.
Even if you know that he can make more money by not the signing money, the extension now and signing
I get all that, but the man making $300-400 million outside of basketball.
I just want to say one thing. Here's my one thing. So, Shanae, I agree with you saying. Perk is I'm obviously siding with him. But my thing is, you can still take calls. This is not the players taking calls. This is the management. So management, you handle your business behind closed doors, understanding that, yes, all of our chips are right now into this season. But you don't want to get left with your pants hanging down when my man, you know what I'm saying?
This is what I'm saying. Right now, for the, you know, viability of their team, they're saying this right now. That does not mean that won't change in the future, if you know what I mean. Right now, they need him out there to win games because their goal is to be number one in the East for the playoffs. So they're going to say this knowing that that is still a potential they can have.
This might be one of those situations that's an agree to disagree. I don't know that this is going to get any better, Vince. I don't know that this is going to get any better, but I do know that we still have more NBA Today to come because Anthony Edwards himself, the man, the myth, the legend, joins us on NBA Today. You do not want to miss that interview. And Ja Morant continues to show us the way on the dark side with what he did last night and with what he said afterwards. So you do not want to miss that. Plus, it's only right that Vince takes us to the upper room. That's coming up next on NBA Today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We have arguably the greatest dunker in the history of this league in Vince Carter.
Welcome to the upper room. I pick who's going to take it to the upper room.
Like, bro, did he really try to jump with me?
I did this my rookie year, too.
No.
I tell you what, put him on the ground. We call that a body bag. May he rest in peace.
Look at that view right about there. Some people levitate. It's levels to this person. He makes it look so easy. Security guard, please open that velvet rope. Bang!
Welcome back to NBA Today. It's time for this man right here to take us to the upper room. So Vince, who are today's nominees?
All right, we're not going to waste time. I'm going to welcome everybody to the upper room, but we're going to get right into it. First up, Josh Christopher with the win. Meal, let's go, run it. On the break, on the fast break, you get time to think about it.
Oh, he just,
levels with the lefty.
You don't see that in games that often.
I see you. Look at that. I mean, he's looking at the rim a little bit. Mm-hmm.
These rookies are different.
They're going.
Man, they're different, right? Look at that. There you go.
Who we got next?
All right, we're going to keep it moving. Next, Mr. Jalen Suggs.
A rookie.
On DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, my goodness. I know where this is. Oh.
Hey, and if you notice the left arm, like a little, excuse me, sir.
I love that.
Let's see it again. You see it right here. Watch the left arm.
Bro.
Excuse me, young fella. Excuse me.
Go get stitched up. Go get stitched up.
You see DeMar DeRozan hold a chin and look at the ref light. Ref light, get up. Get up.
Who's next, VC?
Mr. Jonathan Kuminga on the Mavs. Wait a minute. Oh. One, two. Ooh.
Whoa.
Boy, excuse me, sir.
Look at his face.
Yeah. That's a face he said. Did I get him? Yes, sir. You got it.
That's what you call snatching a screw.
Staring at the rim.
It's almost like he didn't believe that he just did what he did.
Hey, he's looking at Steph coming down the clay like confirmation. Did I get him? Yes, sir, Mr. Kuminga.
Another rookie.
And who's
next? All right,
next?
The next one. This is an old fella by the name of LeBron James.
Oh, I heard of him.
Is he really
LeBron
that old?
James thing. Yeah, he is.
Oh.
But not right here catching it backwards. He don't need to look at the rim because he knows where it is. Where is it? Look at, where is it?
Coordinated.
And you know, guys, here's what's crazy about this dunk. I've seen this dunk a couple of times by a couple of old fellas before. Let's roll it. It goes something, a little something like this.
Oh, but he double clutched it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same idea. Look at this.
He got a little bit of that.
Vince brought it down. That made it harder. Yeah. Look at how low he brought it.
And the headband.
Same idea. Hey, and then we crank it up, baby.
All right.
So I'm going to ask the panel. What you thinking? Who's the winner?
I mean, Perk, what do
I
you
like
think?
I like it. You're confused, aren't we?
You know what? I'm going with the young fella down there in the Bay. I'm going with Kuminga.
Oh.
Catching the screws. It was real dominant. I like that. You know how I feel about the Bay.
All right. Well, security. first of all, make sure we have the bottle on ice for Mr. Perk.
Vince, I want VIP guests.
I want the sparkles on top.
You know, he asked for the drink.
Bring the sparkles, light it up.
Sparkles on it.
Give him the receipt,
okay,
too.
It's a firework.
So would you please remove for Mr. Jonathan Kuminga. Yes, sir.
Congratulations,
I picked Jonathan Kuminga. For what you said, Perk, like drop step, and then next thing he was body back. He takes it to the next level. You see right here, anybody, when he takes that mean first step first and then cocks it back, moves the hand out the way and just, and then he looks for that right there.
Lee.
That's how I was like, ooh. And then he want to make sure he sees it again. Did I do what
Run
I did?
It back.
Yes, sir, you did.
You got to make sure that you see it on
room,
the Jumbotron.
Fella.
You got to make sure when you do something like that, you want to make sure you look up and say, Oh, yeah, I did that.
I did that.
Hey, Vince Carter, I think that our next guest on NBA Today, he may know a little something about dunking because coming up on NBA Today, Anthony Edwards, the young wolf himself, takes us, maybe not to the upper room, but he's got some stuff to say.
Whatever you need me to do, it don't matter. I bet I'd be A1 from day one.
His handle is video game. He's extremely explosive around that rim. Edwards down the lane. Oh! Anthony Edwards.
Yo.
Elevated and hammered.
Straight cleanup on aisle 3. Come get it.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Gotta get that.
Once I hit one shot, it's over for anybody. I put it like, it don't matter.
Feel like Black Jesus.
I just want to have fun, man. I want everybody around me to have fun. I had
Popeyes after the game.
He
It makes the peanut butter and jelly. It goes better together.
But I knew I couldn't get no lines because I ain't got the house for it.
Got a new hobby, bowling. I'm really good at bowling now.
Oh. I could have went to the MLB. But I was 4th, 5th hitter. You know what that means. Straight cleanup on aisle 3. Come get it.
Just try to power dunk it every time to put even more fear on them so they don't want to jump it off.
Can you swim?
Yeah, like Michael Phelps.
Tennis, swimming, trash can ball, lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it. I bet I'll be A1 from day one.
We are now joined by the A1 from day one himself, Anthony Edwards. Thank you so much for coming on NBA Today. I appreciate you stopping by. But I do want to jump right into it because your Wolves, they're currently the 7th seed in the Western Conference, and you've been a huge part of that. What's the biggest reason for your success this season?
I feel like the work that I put in this summer, I feel like that plays a major role in my play in this season.
And then the last time this team made the playoffs was in 2018. And you have to go back a couple of decades to find the last time the Wolves got out of the first round. So how confident are you that this team can not only get in, but get in and do a little bit of damage?
I'm super confident. I don't see no limit on us when we get to the playoffs. I feel like we can beat anybody. We can match up well with anybody. And I feel like if I come in locked in every day, can't nobody stop us.
Well, you've had some incredible highlights over the past season and a half. So I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit here. If you had to pick one dunk, just one, which one would you consider your favorite and why?
I probably would say the one versus the Warriors.
Why?
Yeah, the one versus the Warriors last year.
Why is that?
Just because I feel like it was my best. It was my favorite dunk because I kind of copped it back further than all my other ones.
All right. I mean, I can see that. I feel that. All right. So here's a stat for our audience here. The list of players to have 4 40-point games before turning 21. LeBron, KD, Luka, Anthony Edwards. So what does it mean to you to join that rarefied air with those guys?
It means a lot, but I'm trying to get more than all of them. What is it? What's the number? Oh, 8?
You want to get? Oh, you're trying to take it to the next, to the upper room, to the next level.
Yeah, I don't turn 21 until next season, so I'm trying to get more than 8.
So you're saying you got time? I do want to give the floor to Kendrick Perkins because he's here, and I know that he is dying to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, my boy?
Man, ain't nothing, man. Look, I'm a huge fan of yours. I think you're a generational talent. I think the Timberwolves are blessed. They haven't had a player like you since Kevin Garnett. Look, besides the talent, the skill sets, and everything else, I need to know, where do you get your swagger from? Because you're young, but you got an old soul. And the way that you handle your interviews, the Black Jesus comments, I'm loving all that. I love the confidence. So I want to know, where you get your confidence from, man? Like, is it your upbringing or what?
Yeah, when I was young, we live with our grandmother. So once my mother and my grandmother got sick, my granddad would take us to school every day and he would drive super slow, like 20 miles per hour, no matter what's the speed. And he always like made like comments. So, and he always had me in the living room watching the same shows as him. So everything that I get comes from probably my grandparents for sure.
I like that. A little bit of old school swagger from some people you look up to. Before we let you go, Anthony, I just want to get a little bit of rapid fire in here. So give us a few words. The first thing that pops into your mind with some quick hitter questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. The player you consider the hardest to guard in the league, who and why?
Myself, and because I'm unstoppable.
I love it. I love
that's
it.
That's why I rocks with you, man.
That's what you would have said, Perk, right?
Absolutely. There we both got go. Old souls.
The big Perk swag. Sure. Okay, so question number 2. You're at home. It's not a game night. You flip on League Pass. Who's the player you enjoy watching the most?
Kevin Durant.
All right. You have a few different nicknames floating out there. Ant-Man may be the most famous. Which one's your favorite?
Black Jesus.
Is there a nickname we don't know?
I love this kid. I love him. I swear I do.
Is there a nickname we don't know?
Nah, that's the new one, Black Jesus. Yeah,
Black
that's the
Jesus
one. I feel like that's the one I'm gonna take with me for
all
sure.
All right, so Perk touched on it. You've said that you're great at baseball, ping pong, football. Outside of hoops, what would you say that you're best at?
Football probably, but no one would ever find out about that. So I would say bowling. I'm pretty good at bowling. Like, I haven't bowled in a long time. And when I went back home, I went to the bowling alley and I bowled 200 my second year.
All right. Perk, are you taking him on in bowling?
Yeah, I mean, I got a little swagger when it comes to bowling.
Nah, he don't want to see me in bowling.
200 is lightweight, man. That's lightweight.
Nah, he don't want to see me in bowling, man.
Look, to be honest, I don't want to see you in anything. I thought I had bars, but the way you come with your ant-ism is beating my perk-ism, all right? I got to steal some of your rhyme.
I love it. All right, I'm leaving you on this one. Flip phones or iPhones?
Flip phones.
There you have it. Yeah. Anthony Edwards, thank you so much for joining us on NBA Today.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
All right, so the Timberwolves, they have four tough opponents coming up. They face the Warriors, the Suns, the Jazz, and the Nuggets. However, Anthony Edwards has scored at least 25 against all of them, including a career-high 48 points against the Warriors earlier this season. So, Chinay, for those of us who haven't, or for those who are watching who haven't seen enough of Anthony Edwards this season, see the dunks, see the clips. What stands out to you the most about his game?
Well, we all know that Anthony Edwards is a rising star in the NBA. And so to break this in, I might need a ball. Let me grab a ball real quick. Y'all have a ball? Yeah, okay. Here's the ball. You also, Malik, are one of the rising stars of ESPN.
Yeah.
And it is her birthday, everyone.
Birthday.
And so we're here to wish our sis, surprise, surprise.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
How do you guys pull things out that I don't know about?
I mean, I don't set things up all the time.
But this is the producer perk.
Take your goodies. These are cookies.
Oh, I love cookies. Oh, look, it even says happy birthday.
Everyone in our crew, Hillary, Greg, producers, they want to wish you happy birthday.
Yeah. Vince, thank you. I'm giving Vince a hug, too.
So no breakdown, but I do have a special someone that is here to wish you happy birthday.
Uh-oh.
What up, sis? Hey,
what up, sis?
What's up, Kendra?
There we go. Happy birthday. I have to come on here, of course, to wish my sis a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Meeks. I know that you're 27 years old, but it feels like you've literally lived like four lives already or something like that. So I am so grateful that you are now my coworker, a mentor to me, and of course, my big sis. So I figured this would be easier than like calling you on the phone or something.
That's also probably true. I don't screen your calls all the time. I just screen them when I'm
12 to 1.
You're busy.
It's okay.
Like,
it's
the show
okay.
extends a little longer than it does.
True.
You
know?
I love you, Kendra. Thank you so much. See, you guys got me all teary-eyed.
We love you, Malika.
I'm so proud of you, Kay.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Happy birthday,
all
Malika
right.
Andrews.
Well, I guess now that I have tears falling and Janae's going to need to fix my makeup of more NBA Today coming up after I crush these cookies. And I'm not sharing either.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
The minute he touches the ball, he is a threat.
Kyrie Irving's in his bag, now what's up?
Steph Curry's the greatest shooter God ever created.
Steph in a tray, it ain't nothing, that's what's up.
It's Saturday primetime. Nets Warriors on ABC.
Welcome back to NBA Today. So much to our coordinating producer, Hillary Guy's delight, we're headed to South Beach because Tyler Hero and the Heat last night, they were taking on the New York Knicks, and man, it was the Heat show. So we're going to go ahead and start the last couple of weeks. There's been a little bit of a struggle for Julius Randle. It didn't change last night. You can see that here. You can see it again. It just wasn't quite the Knicks' night last night. But you know whose night it was? It was the Heat. So the Heat, they were up 13 at halftime. Still up 13 in the third quarter. Jimmy Butler in the post.
He's that man, Malika, because if you think about it, they just show up on defense, but more importantly on offense as well when the games matter most. Four players with 20 points or more, and this is the man. Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero finished with 21 points.
As expected.
The Heat win 110-96. So take a look at the Knicks starters last night. Only two of them in double figures. RJ Barrett led with 17 points, but the Knicks were outscored by 36 when he was on the floor. New York has now lost five of its last six games. So for more on New York's current state of mind, I want to bring in Roz Guldanwude, who was on the sidelines of last night's game. So Roz, you spoke to Julius Randle. How was he feeling about his responsibility as a leader of this team?
Yeah, I was on the sidelines for the game last night, and I asked Julius Randle, what is his responsibility? He said what the Knicks need from him right now is consistent leadership. And he admitted it's been a tough season. He said he's had good days, he's had bad days. He's actually been leaning on Derrick Rose. And he said Derrick's his OG because Derrick, you know, gets that credibility and respect and trust because Derrick, he said, has been through things that he's going through now. And the advice that Derrick is giving Julius Randle is to stay even keel, not get too high, not get too low, especially in cities that are just hungry. There's a lot of expectations and pressure. Now, Julia shared with me this task right here is far more mental and emotional than it is physical for him, but he's committed. He's challenging himself to be an even keel, steady leader that the Knicks need. And he said he has to take it day by day. It's a one day at a time challenge for him. But I just want to point out, this is not just a Julius Randle thing. Coach Tibbs is demanding, challenging his Knicks team for more toughness. And he broke it down for me. Toughness mentally, physically. He wants to see physically more hustle, more multiple effort plays. Mentally, does his team know the plays? You know, who are they? What do they show when things are not going their way in the face of adversity? And then emotionally, he said, sometimes I'm asking guys to do things that may not be the right thing or may not feel like the right thing for themselves individually, but I want to see, do they have the discipline to do what's best for the team? And I asked Julius Randle, could the Knicks be tougher? And he said yes, especially when things are not going their way.
All right. Well, we will be looking for that toughness in their upcoming games. Roz, thank you so much. I do want to dive into the Knicks a little bit more here and bring Brian Windhorst back into the discussion. So, Windy, the Knicks, they made a splash this offseason by signing Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier, but those signings, they haven't always looked like they've worked out so far this year. So what is their plan as we approach the trade deadline?
Yeah, Malika, so in conversations this week with teams, the Knicks have expressed a willingness to trade some of their veteran players. That includes Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier, Alec Burks, guys like this, and there's a reason for it. They traded for Cam Reddish 2 weeks ago, and he is not getting minutes in the rotation from Tom Thibodeau. And Derrick Rose is expected to come back from injury very soon here. It's just too crowded, and they're not playing well with what they have, and so they're willing to change that mix, and they have related that. Tibbs has only played Reddish a total of 15 minutes so far, Malika, and 10 of them were last night, most of them in garbage time against the Heat, and again, it was out of hand. Obviously, the Knicks traded for him. They'd like to see him play.
Yeah, and so let's stick in the East here, because what would a show be without getting a Ben Simmons update? So, Windy, what's the latest with Simmons, the Sixers, that entire saga?
Yeah, let me preface this by saying that the messages coming out of the Sixers for the last 6 months on Ben Simmons have been all over the place and difficult to read. Having said that, the most recent conversations out of Philly to opposing teams and trade talks are that not only are the Sixers showing signs that they are willing to keep Ben Simmons past this trade deadline, but they are hoping still, they have not given up on Ben Simmons reversing his field and playing for them this season. That is what the message has been coming out from Philadelphia. Now, I don't think that this is a viable option based on my conversations with Ben Simmons' side, but it is what the Sixers are saying today. Check back tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Brian. And just a reminder, we have a special three-hour NBA Today on February 10th, starting at 1 Eastern, right here on ESPN. Hey, Perk, what are we doing after this?
Well, usually I would tell you to carry the hell on, but we not. We got more NBA Today, and we got to talk about this man, G12, Ja Morant, and what he did last night. NBA Today continues next.
Well, what a road trip for Ja.
We get excited every night because we get to watch Ja Morant.
Reversing that up and in. What an insane setup by Morant. They think about taking me
down. Shout out to whoever took us off TV. Appreciate you for that. That game right there is for you, too.
Called Morant. Yeah!
Now, I tell him head on me now.
41 from Ja Morant.
All right, Big Perk, it is time to head to the dark side, because Ja Morant said, he said recently that he doesn't want to just be a spot filler. He deserves this. He worked for this. That's what he said. He wants to be an all-star. So the floor is yours, even on my birthday.
Well, look, an all-star, that's an understatement. He's going to be that. He should be a starter. Do we talk about MVP conversation? We talking all NBA? But I'm just begging. I'm begging to the high-ups over here at ESPN, my bosses. Can we please put this man on television? He's the most exciting player in the NBA, please. Because I took that tweet personal. I started to say, hey, Ja, hold on, man. Don't be talking about me like that. I didn't want no smoke. We need more Ja. We need him. We need him.
You need more Ja?
We need more Ja. Not me.
Look, I'm right here.
We as a whole.
I'm right here with Perk, co-sign, retweet. We need more Ja. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What stands out to you the most? I know, Vince, you're the king of dunks. And I know Ja Morant's dunks get a lot of attention. What stands out to you the most about his game?
Yeah, not only does he put his athleticism on display night in and night out and strikes fear in defenders when he's coming down the paint, but he oozes confidence and he's fearless. Like he's fearless and he rises to the occasion and he's all for the moment. The best teams, the best player, the biggest names, he's like, bring it on. I'm supposed to be here right with you, and I agree with Perk. Put that man on the big stage.
All right, but here's my question. I know that oftentimes the dunks that he makes, those are the ones everyone, hold everyone back. Can you still be impressed by the ones that he doesn't quite get in?
Yes.
I mean, must watch every night, it seems like.
He's
don't want to miss Ja Morant.
Something every single night. Turn on the
and
TV.
And that's just telling you that he feels like he can do it. That's what he's telling you.
What he's saying, your chest out, Vince.
Man, that's just telling you like, hey, I could do this in practice or I could do this when the big light's on.
That's what I'm talking about. He's saying it with his chest out. And
but you know what we're going to say with our chest right now? Happy birthday, Malika.
Happy birthday, Malika.
I guess. You want a cookie for that?
I do.
Hey.
Oh, God. You know, he's really going to be the one that eats it.
NFL Live is coming up next. And we
carry on.
Happy birthday.
Carry on, I suppose.
Yeah, right.